and welcome to another segment of Open House here at Community Media. This is the show that we bring awesome people from the community into the studio to share what is close to their heart and the things that they're doing in our community that makes our Adams, York County, a great place to live. And what a treat that we have today. We're so lucky to have Lisa Cadigan with us. Lisa is the Executive Director of the Adams County Arts Council.
Correct.
Okay, it's not called the Arts Guild, you know? Arts Guild, Arts Council, and that's great. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you so much for having me, Raymond. It's such a pleasure to be here. I'm so excited to be here.
Good. Yeah, because you have so much to share with us. There's so much that's been going on in the Arts Council. There's so much coming up. And the Arts Council must be a great place to work.
It is. It's a really fun place to go to every day. We'll talk more, I'm sure, about some of the exhibits that we have going on, but there's always beautiful things to see when I come to work, and I have a great team that I work with. So
it's nothing like being around good people, is it?
Good people, yes.
Good people. Okay, so Lisa, you're not originally from this area?
No. I was born in Brooklyn, New York. I lived there till I was 3 years old and grew up mostly in New Jersey. And then I've lived many places. I went to college in Virginia, grad school in Indiana, lived in Maryland, and now I'm here. We've been in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania for almost 18 years.
So. 18 years. Mm-hmm. And you started to work for or volunteer for the Arts Council?
Yes, I was on the board of directors for a term from 2013 to 16 and had small children at the time and decided I could be just as, if not more impactful, just as a volunteer after that term. I really enjoyed working with the Arts Council. I've taught classes there. I've volunteered to do marketing and events for them. And then I joined the staff part-time in 2020 to help with the golf tournament, actually.
Okay. Yeah. Golf tournaments are very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
Raise a lot of money for our nonprofits. Prior to that, were you in teaching or?
I have a lot of things that I do. I did teach some theater classes at Gettysburg College and Penn State Harrisburg. My bread and butter to make money when my kids were small, I was a graphic designer, freelance out of my home so that I could work wherever I was and on whatever schedule I needed to.
Flexibility with children is great.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice,
yeah,
that you had that opportunity.
Really important.
You've made some great decisions in your life.
Well, thank you.
Photoshop, did you use a lot of Photoshop?
Oh, yeah.
Or
mm-hmm.
were you like masking and drawing
by hand? Yeah. I like to say I am much better at manipulating other people's art than probably creating my own, but I did marketing and graphic design for quite a while before landing at the Arts Council.
You've done some awesome projects in your life that you brought to the Arts Council that they didn't do prior.
Mm-hmm.
One was it called the People's Project to begin with?
The People Project, yeah.
The People
so,
Project.
So that is definitely a project that's near and dear to my heart. I started that as a guest artist, actually at Gettysburg College in 2017. I had a very tiny budget and use of the space and access to students to do a staged reading of first-person narrative essays on a theme. And the idea is to choose a universal theme and then as diverse a cast as possible to get different perspectives and open people's hearts to be a little more empathetic and understanding that there is more than one way to move through the world. So.
That is such an awesome concept. And where did you run into this concept?
So yeah, it's not all my idea. In 2014, I was in a show in DC called Listen to Your Mother. And that was actually the same format, but on a much more focused theme of motherhood.
Okay.
I had submitted an essay and auditioned one of my pieces to read and was accepted. And at that time, there were 39 other cities that were syndicated to do Listen to Your Mother productions around Mother's Day. And it was started by a woman named Ann Immig in the Midwest, who started with one show and then it ballooned into something really quite lovely and remarkable. And I thought, what a great project to bring home. And with all of the, I don't know, polarities in people's opinions and people dig their heels in and like to argue, I thought, you can't argue with somebody's story. You can't argue with one person's story. So I brought it back and started working with students at Gettysburg College, and it's just grown into its own thing since then, so.
That's, you're amazing.
Well, thank you. That's.
I mean, to be able to, you know, the Arts Council is a place where hearts are nurtured, mm-hmm. where hearts are expressed, where they're appreciated. And, you know, just what you said there, it's you can't argue with someone's story.
Right.
I mean, it's, they know it, they experienced it, and they're expressing it. And the ability to get a group of people nowadays, like you're saying, together, and just to be able to share, mm-hmm. sometimes difficult, because if I don't have the same opinions as you, mm-hmm. sometimes there's a judgment on me.
Oh, sure. And well, and the other thing that I've learned as this project has evolved, which was just a lot of fun, every year I do it, it's a little bit different. During COVID, when I started part-time at the Arts Council had quite a few grants for outreach programs for young people that we couldn't use because all of the programs had been canceled. And so that was one of the first real evolutionary steps of the project, that we did a virtual project with Krista Creel at the high school. We did music students and art students. Kim Robinson had art students at Bermudian Springs. And it occurred to me, with my theater background, that everyone who has a story doesn't have a big mouth like I do. They don't necessarily want to stand up in front of a group of people and tell it. But we can tell our stories with music, and we can tell our stories with visual art. And so that's when the project really started to expand that way.
Everyone has a talent.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has something that's close to their heart. And sort of, we both know Ralph Serpy with mm-hmm. the Adams County Community sure. Foundation. And he impresses this on people that, you know, a healthy community is one that's connected. Mm-hmm. And the way to get connected is finding something that's close to your heart.
Yeah.
And reaching out and connect to the people that are somewhat have the heart that you do, mm-hmm. the same heart that you do. And I could see that in a lot of the things that you're expressing, you know, at that Arts Council. It's a place to go that you could connect with people that have the same heart,
yeah.
the same closeness of the heart.
We may not have the same experiences, we may not have the same opinions, but we can connect as human beings. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And you have done this at the Arts Council for how many years now?
Okay, so the first one was 2021. We did the video. And then we applied for a PA Sharp grant through PA Humanities in 2022, and we were awarded one of very few grants across Pennsylvania to really blow up the People Project. And that's when it turned into a performance event in person that included music as well as an exhibit of artwork all on the theme that was chosen by members of the community. We had Karen Hendricks work with us as our PR consultant, and she helped me do focus groups and surveys and interviews with people to come up with a theme that was meaningful to people who live and work in Adams County. And what we came up with that year was My Place at the Table was the theme that everyone arrived at. So everything in that 2022 production was on somehow related to the theme My Place at the Table. And that could mean my place at the kitchen table in my family, or it could mean my place in my community or in the world. The beautiful thing is you pick a theme that people can take it anywhere they want it to go.
And they could use many different mediums.
Yes, yes,
and that's,
exactly.
And that's the nice thing too.
Mm-hmm.
What was your first theme?
The first theme with students at Gettysburg College was stories of compassion and empathy.
Okay.
It's pretty broad, yeah.
Do you remember any one project that kind of like, wow?
Well, they were all great stories. It was young people. It was, I think I had a couple of high school students getting ready to go to college, as well as the students at Gettysburg College. There was a coming out story. There was a story about learning to drive a car for the first time and being taught. The question I asked the students was, tell me a story where you either were giving compassion or empathy or experiencing it from someone else. Mm-hmm. And so that really was open to, that could be any experience in your life, really. So they're always all wow. They're always.
I could imagine. Well, the other thing, Lisa, is you are giving people a voice. And we had the opportunity to sit down with Juliet Shallow.
Okay.
She has Thrive Ministries in Hanover. Mm-hmm. And she's also on the board. She's not the president, they call it something other than the president, of the Adams County Rescue Mission.
Okay.
And what was close to her heart, mm-hmm, was abused women, because okay, she was abused. Mm-hmm. And then she found out, well, there's abused men. Mm-hmm. So now she's like serving, mm-hmm, both. And then she found out, well, the children also, mm-hmm, have a trauma.
Right.
And there is no program like hers for those people. So she's extended that. And the thing that she said to me that connects with you, mm-hmm, is two things. Finding your heart, finding something close to your heart. Mm-hmm. But the teens and these abused people have had their voice taken away from them. Mm. So they get to the point where, in order to make the world around less open to attack,
mm-hmm, they have to get quiet.
They have to get quiet. And what you're doing at the Art Council is helping people shake up their hearts and express them. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Thank you.
What an amazing program. Do you remember any other themes that you had?
Well, it's interesting that you say that too, with the giving people a voice. It is, in my opinion, the most powerful when you see someone stand up and tell their own story. When you're bearing witness to someone who's standing and telling their own story, that's super powerful. In 2020, before the whole world shut down, the YWCA actually approached me and wanted to partner on this project. They had been collecting stories from the community, from people who felt they'd been subject to discrimination in some way. And they wanted to sort of reenact those stories. And some of the people who had shared the stories were afraid to stand up and tell them. And so they asked if we would reenact. And we did reenact some, but I required all of the actors to also tell their own story, because it was really important, again, to be able to bear witness to somebody saying, this happened to me. I'm a big fan of the first person narrative. I don't know that I would go back to the reenactment. I think it was really important piece of evolution in this project, and I'm glad we did it. And also, it's really nice when you see somebody stand up and able to use their own voice to tell an important story.
What an example you are of creativity. I mean, you take your daily experience, or this project per se, and you let it evolve. You know, you let it evolve. You make a decision where you're gonna put that stroke of paint, yep, or whatever, and then you react to it and you learn from it, but you let it take you to where it's going. And that's what I hear you saying there, where, you know, you did the reenactment, mm-hmm, but now not so much,
yeah,
because, you know, that would be tough, mm-hmm, reenacting like,
yeah,
that.
We had to rework scripts and, you, mm-hmm, know, and with the permission of the people whose stories they were, and, mm-hmm, it was tricky. Mm-hmm. It was still very powerful. It was a really great production. I'm proud of it. And, mm-hmm, also it helped me sort of focus the format. Ironically, the format's so much broader now than it even was then. Mm-hmm. Again, it's about bringing, it's the people project, so you bring together different people and you're going to get something different every time, because they all have to have buy-in and it has to be collaborative, and it's a participant driven program. So
they connect.
Yeah,
everybody connects by sharing their heart. You know, and their means of creativity, their mode, how are they do it. So, hey, I could talk on and on about this because this is
interesting. It's a fun project, yeah.
And I have so many questions about it, on its involvement, it's how it evolved, you know. But let's talk about the current one.
Okay.
The current People Project. What is the theme?
The theme this year is At Home in Adams County. And that was born because Stacy Rice, who was working with At Home Adams County, actually had her daughter was in the 2022 People Project as one of the singers. We had a choral group that was in the production in 2022. And she approached me and said it would be a great partnership between At Home and the Arts Council. The way she pitched it was that she works a lot in statistics. She's doing a lot of grant writing to help people make sure that they have adequate housing or transportation, and that behind all of the numbers are people, are individual people with really compelling stories. And a lot of time, I think when we see the numbers, it depersonalizes it, and we don't realize that we're this close to being in the same situation as someone else that maybe we never imagined. So it was important for her and for us to partner and sort of try to tell those stories. It's evolved. We've gotten more people involved. The theme, she's been very helpful in helping us get the word out, and they're working with us to do publicity. We're gathering storytellers now. We're trying to get people of all different ages and groups. And the theme, as I've presented it to participants, is at home. What does home mean to you? You already live and work in Adams County, so that brings that piece of it in. But just what does home mean to you? And again, I invite people to use that literally or figuratively. Is that literally your house? Are you at home in your own skin? Are you at home in your own family? You know, you can interpret it however you would like.
SCAP, South Central Community Action, Megan Cherie. What a wonderful individual she is. She's like you, very professional, very creative, very intentional, very strategic, very much working in collaboration, making a plan, sticking by the plan, but having the people help design and evolve the plan. And you're looking at Stacy Rice, who is doing a great job with At Home, dealing with those problems that our community needs to face, transportation, housing, affordable housing. And, you know, SCAP works with that. They have a great program where they bring people in and they hear their stories. So there's a lot of people out there that Stacy and Megan's involved with whose voice needs to be found. But your program also is open to a lot of people who already has that voice, you know, and knows what's close to their heart. But by this, it helps focus on those individuals who sometimes, when you look at this, it's the system that has confined them because it limits their ability to get a job and work so many hours, and then they have to stop because they'll lose their benefits. I mean, there's a lot of system. You're gonna have a lot of stories that's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, we had a really hard time just trying to identify people involved with At Home, just for those very transient reasons. So we have a pretty eclectic collection of people in all different circumstances that live and work in Adams County that'll be telling stories or sharing music or doing art.
Lisa, there's people here that are wondering, I know they're wondering, is it too late to get involved?
No, it's not too late. I think I have as many storytellers as I need, but I would welcome more, particularly original music, if you have a song that's on the theme of home. And we are just putting out the call to artists to submit work. We will have an exhibit the entire month of November that is People Project contributions of visual art, and that'll be at the Arts Education Center throughout November.
Okay, so if anybody wanting to get a hold of you, it's probably real easy. All they have to do is go to your website.
www.adamsarts.org.
And you can see it right here.
Okay.
You know, right there it is. Our wonderful editor, Sean G. Magic. Right there it is. So you could use some artists that want to show their
visual art.
Their visual art. Mm-hmm. And visual art could be paintings.
2D, 3D. I believe the restriction we've put, it can't be any larger than 36 inches in any direction. That's where we are with that.
Okay. And they should get a hold of you soon because November's coming up.
Yes, they should get a hold of us soon. We want to have the program for the performance event, which is Saturday, October 19th at the Majestic in Cinema One. So it's a much smaller space than the big theater because it's an intimate program. But we want to have the visual artists listed and possibly images of whatever they're contributing to the exhibit in that program as well, that commemorative program.
So what you will have an exhibit at the art center that they would be participating in.
Correct.
And then you're going to be taking images that you will be displaying at Majestic, or will you be taking their artwork there?
No, just the images would be in the program at the Majestic.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll have everything on display the month following the program.
So the Majestic Theater is like the...
the performance event piece.
Okay.
There's another exciting piece to that, though, as well. We've contracted with Sarah Jacobs, who is from Littlestown, and she makes her living as an artist very successfully. She's a wonderful artist. She has been contracted, if you've seen the front of the Arts Education Center, we now have 5 panels where art can be displayed outside the building.
Mm-hmm.
She's working with community groups, all of our participants in the performance event, and we've been doing interviews and collecting stories at the farmers market. People from Adams County, that she's going to use those stories of home to inspire 5 panels that will be on display at the Arts Education Center, and we're going to unveil them at the performance event. They will be like the set pieces of our performance event.
So you'll have them at the Majestic.
Yes.
And then they'll go back and be in the...
installed on the building, yes.
So important dates.
Important dates.
Give us some important dates. So in a timeline, like right now...
right now, if you want to do art, send an email to me or to Kylie Stone, who does our outreach programs.
You would always take the donations.
Yes, of course. We will always.
Because that always helps. And they could always do that through the website.
Mm-hmm.
They can get a hold of you for donations. And you could always use volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
So if people wanted to volunteer for now, for this project, or there's many things.
Well, and if small businesses want to get involved in by advertising in our program, that would be helpful. If you know someone who is participating in the program and you want to buy an ad to give them a shout out, that's helpful to everyone. Yeah, there's lots of ways to get involved. And then, like I said, we're collecting these 6-word stories. If you can write a story of home in 6 words and submit it, we'll put those in the program too. So.
Cool. Dates.
Dates. September 27th is the drop deadline for getting images and bios and trying to get your visual art into the program.
Was that the 24th?
27th.
27th. September 27th. You have to get the
any information to be involved has to be into us by then. That's when the program will go to print, so we want to make sure we get everybody in into the program. So right now, if you want to be involved as a visual artist, reach out to Kylie Stone. Her email address is events@adamsarts.org. What else is coming up? The performance event itself is Saturday, October 19th. That's at the Majestic, Cinema One. Tickets are on sale right now at the Majestic's website. We are doing a pay as you can to buy tickets. We want everyone to be able to come to this performance. So they're listed on the Majestic website right now at $5, $10, or $15, whatever you want to pay. And if you can't afford $5, you can call the Arts Council and we will reserve a seat for you. So it's important that everybody has access to come be part of this project.
Okay. And displays has started already? Or
no, the art exhibit will be the month of November in the reception hall at the Arts Education Center. We'll have a first Friday reception. It's actually already being sponsored by Scott and Company Fine Jewelers.
Ooh.
Our first Friday reception in November, that will open the People Project exhibit. So,
if you've never been to the Arts Council on a first Friday, you are missing one of the greatest times that you could have. Talking about bringing people together, sharing the artist's work, and being able to meet people that might have the same heart as you do and have food and some drink, breaking bread, and just having fun, you know? So you definitely want to be here for this one in November.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
Yes.
And we are trying to, again, get small businesses involved with our first Fridays as sponsors so that we can have live music to celebrate these artists as they come to meet people, as their art's being viewed and hopefully purchased and supporting their livelihood.
Live music, food, drink, a beverage, people, art, a lot of voices.
Yeah.
Great time.
Great time.
Anything else you want to say about the People Project?
I hope you'll come see it.
Well, Lisa, we have some images. I love images. So let's start looking at some of these images,
sure.
Then we can talk about the Arts Council.
Oh, so this was our 20th anniversary juried art exhibition, which just happened in June of this year, of 2024. This is an amazing event that we get artists, many, many local artists, but also people are starting to hear from us, about us, from across the country. Last year, I think we had New Mexico and California submissions, which is really exciting. It's a very competitive show to be juried into. It's always beautiful. We hold it at the Schmucker Art Gallery at Gettysburg College. This became our flagship fundraising event this year, and that is because it is really important to me that when we're doing fundraising in the arts, we are mission-driven as well. We do such cool, fun things that we should be able to use the work that we're doing to also raise funds to keep the organization going. So we did a Toast to the Artist reception following the award ceremony, where we had live music there and heavy hors d'oeuvres and a fun party, and so it was a wonderful event.
And this is usually done, what time of the year?
June.
It's
in June, yeah.
And people who want to be involved in this as far as entering, they have to start
thinking about it early in the year. I believe we sent out the call for entries, it was in February. So,
okay.
And there's, you know, a list of guidelines on our website and how to submit and be considered. And then
so they still can get involved in this one coming
up. For next year, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
For
2025.
2025. Okay, this is great.
And that's just a photo from, those are all of our winners and sponsors of the event from 2024 at the Schmucker Art Gallery. So you probably see some familiar faces in there.
I see a lot of smiles.
Yeah, it was it's a lot of fun.
Familiar smiles, fun time.
That was our winning Best in Show piece this year.
Which one?
The 3D piece that
you
see.
Oh, the 3D,
right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I see all this other amazing work.
I know,
and it's like,
it was a beautiful show.
How can you?
It was a beautiful show.
I'm glad I'm not deciding.
Oh, and now we're jumping to, this was the 2022 People Project that we held at the Mela Kitchen in one of the movie theaters they have. Well, it's not Mela Kitchen anymore, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But
what was the theme?
The theme was My Place at the Table.
That's right. Right. There it is. My Place at the Table.
And so we were really excited to have Matt Carlson, who's right here. He's leaving to go to Texas, I think, but he was a choral director and teacher at Bermudians Springs High School and worked with the children's choir in town. But he had an original composition that we were able to premiere at this show. And Carrie Conklin, who's sitting next to him in that photo, is the music director at the community theater and has many, many students who we got together and we were able to rehearse, and people of all ages, myself, my daughter included, were able to sing his original composition as part of the People Project 2022. in addition to the storytelling and then some other original music that we showed. So
you're a singer?
I am a singer.
Oh, cool. Yeah. That must have been really nice for you.
Yeah.
So community media is really connected to the community, of mm-hmm. course, and we try to celebrate who we are and what we do as a community. And Ralph Serpy mm-hmm. has brought to our attention, and the Adams County Community Foundation gave us a grant to help promote nonprofits and how they make the community safe, thriving, and vibrant. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, we interviewed Ralph.
Okay.
Not only for that, we just love Ralph's heart, mm-hmm. okay? And being connected to community was very important for him so that our community could be the best it can be. Mm-hmm. But we also found out that part of that, through interviewing Megan Cherie and others, is that young people have a voice, but they also have people to help mentor them to realize that they're capable of doing more than what they realize. Mm. And Megan brought to the table the fact that, you know, kids who are playing sports at young ages mm. and have these awesome people volunteering to help them mm-hmm. Is a great way to find what's close to your heart and how to connect to the community and that. But it's not only sports.
No.
It's theater, mm-hmm. you know, and it's art. And you guys are providing a lot of opportunities for our youth to find out what's close to their heart.
Right.
And to realize that they're capable of doing more than what they realize.
Well, and also my soapbox that I like to get on is with art particularly, and I guess with sports too, that the most valuable part is the process and the learning and the teamwork and the collaboration. It's not about product. It's about process and what you learn from it. And sometimes you come out with something beautiful, and that's wonderful, and we can sell it and celebrate it. And it also helps you appreciate that people who choose to make a living doing art have practiced thousands and thousands of hours to create the few pieces that they are able to sell or put in the marketplace. But the most important part is saying what you want to say in the way you want to say it and moving through that process so that you can connect and learn.
Yeah, and a lot of times once you've finished that process, which is a goal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your goal setting.
Sure.
You're learning the discipline of staying with that goal.
Mm-hmm.
And then you reach the goal, and a lot of times you're not satisfied because you're not the same person you were when you started, you know?
Yep.
And at that point, the worst thing you could try to do is make it different than what it became.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best thing is to move on to another goal. Mm-hmm. But once you reach the goal, the process is over. You almost feel, what's next?
What's next?
I'm incomplete, you know. Very good. Very good.
Oh, so this was part of the People Project 2022. I mentioned that the collaborative piece for 2024 is the mural pieces that will be on the front of our building. In 22, Chris Parker, who you see in this photograph, is our stained glass instructor, and he wanted to be involved, and so he took his equipment and glass to several different venues throughout the community all across 2022, letting people know about the People Project, and about 150 people were able to participate, learn how to grind glass, and then that is now on display, is a mosaic stained glass piece at the Arts Education Center to commemorate the 2022 project.
And where do you have that hanging?
It's in the window. It's on a stand in the front window of the building.
Cool. So.
This is a very popular event coming up. It's our annual gingerbread celebration. And I know it's early before Christmas, but we are already starting to publicize for this event because families and students and organizations can start planning to create a gingerbread house or whatever creative creation you want to create to be on display at the Arts Education Center for December. This event happens each year in connection with Main Street Gettysburg's Christmas Festival. And that is a wonderful partnership for all involved. We are really proud to be a highlight of the Christmas Festival, and also we had over 1,000 people come through the Arts Education Center last year to see the gingerbread creations, to visit our artist market where we let artists sell their work as Christmas gifts, which is lovely.
And do you have people that walk around and see if anybody took bites?
I haven't had anybody take bites yet.
Oh, okay.
But we did change some of the awards this year. It was really important to, again, for one of the things that's most important to me, we have some families and children that enter every year, and they are so creative, and they may not come out with something quite this professional, which wins a lot. So we have a category for winners that are creating just amazing works of art, and we have categories for the most creative this year and for younger people as well, because we really want to encourage, again, that process. It's not about your final product necessarily. It's about going through the process of making something with people you care about and then sharing it with the community.
A great community is one where people help others find their potential.
Yes, I agree.
And that's what happens at the Arts Council.
Yeah, so keep looking out for news about the annual gingerbread celebration. I hope we'll get a lot of entries.
Boom. I mean,
it comes up quick.
I remember, you know, looking forward to the interview with you, and we set it up for August 5th, and boom.
Here it is.
There it is. You know, so, you know, Christmas is going to be here before
right around the corner,
it.
Yeah. Oh.
This is art.
Is it?
Yes. You had your own waterfall, didn't you?
We had a water feature at the Arts Council. Some people have asked why we had to do such a big renovation to the building relatively soon after the Arts Education Center came to be in 2011. We did have some pretty significant roofing problems. We're still working on those. We were able to address the most urgent needs in the last year. But what was happening was the leaks in the roof and the failure of an internal gutter system were causing massive floods in the Arts Education Center every time it rained. This was very shortly after I started my position. It was trial by fire.
By water. Because you had massive.
Oh, it was a bonding experience for staff to be ice skating on towels throughout the lake that was the reception hall. So there was a lot of damage done, unfortunately. The water was coming between the window and the facade on the outside of the building, causing the bricks to buckle and fall. So the entire facade of the building had to be replaced. We were extremely fortunate that the county commissioners supported us with their Adams Rescue and Relief Fund.
Oh, there you go.
So we were able to do quite a bit of the renovation that needed to be done to make the repairs, but there's still work that we're trying to do. We still need to replace the damaged floors.
Okay.
We're gonna have to replace the whole roof at some point. We've patched, but we're gonna have to do a whole, and that's gonna be quite an endeavor. So that's where those donations come in too. But here's where we are right now.
Oh, beautiful.
And this ties together some of what we've talked about already as well. We have those panels on the front that are now part of the design that bring art outside the building, which I just love. We were able to expand the windows so that they're larger and we can put three-dimensional art on display from inside the building that you can see outside. And then the panels that you see right now were the last 5 years of Juried Art Exhibition winners as we were celebrating our 20th anniversary this year. And the next display that will go up will be the People Project, what Sarah Jacobs is creating for us with members of the community.
Their actual product will be outside.
Yes, yeah, these are prints
right. That
I just wanted to get something up on the wall. And
well, which is good.
Yeah, no, because, it was great to have a visual. And these are beautiful prints of beautiful works of art.
It'd be tough to bring some of the items outside for display. Well, but I love your large windows.
Yeah.
You guys made some great decisions. You have a great board, too, don't you?
We do. We have a really dynamic and active board that is very passionate about everything we do.
Would it be okay to name some of those people?
Sure. Our president is Pauline Levan. She's a dynamic fundraiser and passionate advocate for the Arts Council. Really love working for her. Our vice president is Stu Kravitz. He's been on the board for many, many years. He chairs our golf tournament every year. We have Robert Phillips, who's the general manager at Ren Kirby in town. He is our secretary. Tammy Woolgar is the Assistant Executive Director for Penn Cares in Hanover, and she's our treasurer, and she's been an amazing asset. We also have Kim Flickinger from Members First, Debbie Westmoreland, who's an artist and in her own right. We have Lois Starkey, who is a retired gallery owner. I don't want to forget anyone. We have Scott Coyle, who is the owner of Scott & Company Fine Jewelers.
You have a large board.
We do.
And there's other people, I'm sure, you want to recognize.
Yeah, we just welcomed Donnie Sanders, who owns Ream Roofing, Andrea Singley, who's an attorney at law in Gettysburg. We have Nicole Booker, who owns Mr. Ed's Elephant Emporium. Mr. Ed's Elephant Museum and Candy Emporium.
Yeah, there you go. You have a great group of individuals making some great opportunities for not only artists, but also for our youth. Let's go to the next picture. This is amazing what you guys have done.
Yeah, isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. Okay, so every year in April, we do a recyclable art competition and exhibit open to students. And so the picture here, you see Chris Lauer, who's at another wonderful arts organization, Waldo's and Company. We have guest judges come in and award the prizes for that recyclable art contest. And that's Chris at our 2024 recyclable art.
You get many different ages do this?
Yeah, everything from elementary through high school. And we have different award categories in each age group. But there's some amazingly creative things that people do with repurposed or recyclable material. Here's Erica Duffy from the library. She was another of our guest judges this year. This is a photo of a project from one of our very popular summer camps. It's clay bugs.
Clay bugs. They're the ones I like.
We do. Me too. We do between 45 and 50 half-day camps every summer. And we have a robust scholarship program so that kids, anybody is able to attend.
Anybody can attend.
Yes.
If
they can't afford it,
the community affords.
Yes. We're very, very lucky and grateful for that. Mm-hmm. Another photo from summer camp. This was probably our ballerina and bears camp, another popular one.
Look at those smiles.
This week we are starting a songwriting camp at the YWCA. Another thing that we do with our scholarship funds is partner with other organizations that serve at-risk youth or low-income families. Mm-hmm. And so the YWCA is hosting a songwriting camp with our instructors for some of the students that they're serving this summer.
Is this a first for this one, or
for this
done
particular
this
camp? I think it's been offered. It might be the first time that we've been able to run it, which is really exciting. I think it's going to be a great camp.
So did you ever have them actually record their songs when they're done?
I don't know that there's time for recording. It's a 1 week, half day camp, but they're certainly learning some techniques on how to write music and come up with songs and use melody and that sort
of
thing.
So.
This is one of our drawing and painting camps. This is a very popular camp. This is Jack Hanshaw. He's been teaching for us for years. He is a potter and has a gallery right near Strawberry Hill called Hobbit House. And his Dirty Hands Pottery Camp is a hit every summer. Mm-hmm. And he also is very popular with adults. He does adult classes that fill very, very quickly during the year. We do a lot of culinary arts programs. We're really lucky to have a full service commercial kitchen as part of the Arts Education Center. Mm-hmm. And we have artisan baker Mark Jalbert has come and done fun with dough camps. We have Harry McCullough, who also did some fun pizza camp for us last year and I believe this year as well.
The kids love it.
Oh yeah, the kids love it. And we had a program called Eat Smart, Play Hard that ran for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And the focus of that is to get kids excited about cooking things that are good for them, that are healthy. We emphasized farm to table and local sourced food and ingredients and partnered with the farmers market and other nonprofits to try and get that going on as well.
Great things for kids.
Yep.
And you have classes for adults too.
Yes.
And They're on a continuous basis?
Yes, all year round we have classes for adults. During the summer, our daytime hours are mostly are filled with the summer campers for youth. It's the summer camps for youth.
Mm-hmm.
But throughout the year, in the days and in the evenings, we have classes in all different mediums for adults as well.
Wow.
Wow, that's a lot.
Well, Lisa, it's been a while since we started, you know, and you guys do such a great job at the Arts Council, providing opportunities not only for our youth, not only for our adults, but you have stuff that's geared towards people who are aging out.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I learned that term.
Mm.
You know, someone said that I was aging out.
We call it creative aging.
Creative, yeah, there you go. I like that one too. Creative aging,
yes.
I like that. Do you want to talk about anything on that?
Sure, yeah, we have I feel like we are so blessed to have so many partnerships with good nonprofits in this area. We all just come together so well. It's really, really heartwarming. And one of them is the Adams County Office for Aging. And so in partnership with them, we are able to serve the 6 senior centers throughout Adams County with culinary classes and painting classes and music classes and glass classes, depending on their preferences at each center. And some of those are low-income seniors as well, and we're able to present those programs at no cost to them. So
I could tell that you just love your job.
I do.
Good people doing good things make a great community.
Yeah.
And at the Arts Council, I guarantee you could find what's close to your heart.
I hope so.
Yes. Hey, we're going to have to leave. Hopefully, we'll be doing some projects in the future together.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure you want to say goodbye to everybody that's watching us.
Well, thank you again so much for having me today. Yeah. It's such a pleasure to be able to talk about the Arts Council and all the things we're doing. We're doing this interview in August, so there are still opportunities to get involved before the end of the year. I hope you'll come support the People Project. I hope you'll get involved in the annual gingerbread celebration. I hope you'll visit our First Fridays and come see a new exhibit in 3 spaces every month. And then we didn't even talk about the Arts Oasis. We have live music that will be going on through October on the Arts Oasis on Lincoln Square. So lots of ways to get involved and enjoy being creative together. Our website is www.adamsarts.org. Our phone number is 717-334-5006. Please reach out at any time. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you.
It's very hard to talk about everything the Art Council's done or is doing. And Lisa, she's going to be one of those people that's, and we haven't mentioned this yet. And so if you want to enjoy yourself and others in what's close to your heart, if you want to help our youth connect and our older people connect and make this community a great place to live, please donate, volunteer, take some classes at the Arts Council. It's there for us. It's there for you. So thanks for watching this segment. We were very lucky to have Lisa Cadigan, who is the executive director of the Adams County Arts Council, spend some time with us. I know she's very, very busy, and we hope to have her back again. So until we have a chance to bring another person in that you can enjoy, stay healthy, be kind, and remember, you are the best.